The musical here at IU's Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center is very well staged, choreographed, acted, danced, and sung. The production nicely mixes the show's audacity and innocence in the hands of a talented and skilled cast. Patricia Wilcox, the director and choreographer for Hair, calls the play a time capsule from the 60s. Tuesday night, there was a mixed audience with plenty of older people matching the drama against their memories of those times, and plenty of young people for whom the musical will be the way they'll think about it. As time capsules go, it's not bad. Jerome Ragney and James Rado's book and lyrics captured the tensions, the language of the youth movement. Galt McDermott's music still resonates as a sound of the times. Charnette Beatty set the tone for the evening with a strong performance of Aquarius. Ethan Carpenter, as the grooviest of the tribe, Burger, gave us a raunchy Donna. William Riley with Sodomy reminded us of all those perfectly clinical words that are so hard to say out loud. And C.J. Polakowski with I Got Life set the energetic tone for the pure-souled Claude. Kelsey Shaw as the pregnant groupie Jeannie, Chloe Williamson as Sheila, the most political of the tribe, and Francesca Aristigui as the pathetic singer of Frank Mills reminded us that women in the 60s were still very much finding their ways, even in a supposedly equalitarian and free society. The nude scene? Ah, yes, well, there it was at the end of the first act, with the whole cast displaying all the things you'd expect in a bit better order than most randomly selected groups could muster. Hair does show its basic insecurity about utopias at this moment of apparent oneness and openness. The cast is quietly singing, Where Do I Go? In the second act, I especially enjoyed the wild theatrics of Claude's dream. It moved from jungle-fighting GIs through a mini-history of America. Large puppets and outlandish costumes were the rule. There were Indians, the British, colonial soldiers, a large papier-mâché-headed General Grant, an African-American female Abe Lincoln, cotton-picking slaves, and later, Nathan Middleman is a very tall Scarlett O'Hara accompanied by a rather diminutive Rhett Butler. Quite a delightful mini-drama. Patricia Wilcox's direction and choreography for Hair puts a premium on group energy, but there's plenty of attention to small detail and character development. Individual efforts were given nicely showcased settings that never hindered the show's forward propulsion. Solid musical direction is by Jay Ivey, varied and interesting costumes that look as if they could have come right off the streets in the 60s, or by Colleen Alexis Metzger. Hair at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center has evening performances this week and wraps up Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee followed by the finale at 7:30. If the crowd Tuesday night was any indication, tickets may be scarce. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.